Good evening. I just saw a very nice story. I just want to start with this very sweet story. I saw that Melech Biderman writes in his unique sefer, there was a Talmud Rebbe, the previous Talmud Rebbe. He used to put a lot of time and energy into preparing the menorah for Hanukkah. He wasn't just a peasant and everything like done and dusted in 2 seconds. He used to spend an enormous, literally hours preparing the menorah. But Chassidim, there's a strong tradition that the preparation for the mitzvah is perhaps even greater than the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah. So in line with this, he spent an enormous amount and prepared the works and the oil and the menorah and everything. And eventually the time came to make the bracha, and he lit the menorah. And shortly afterwards, a lot of Chassidim come and watch the Rebbe lighting the menorah. And he did, and shortly afterwards, he was singing a bit of Zmiris, a bit of Tehillim. And shortly after that, an incident happened that one of the boys got a bit wild, a bit impatient, didn't value what he was seeing as much as he perhaps should have. And he runs back and forth, little kids in shul when they're a bit too young perhaps. And he ran straight into the menorah, and everything went flying, and the oil and the thing, everything went all over the place and everything. Everybody was watching. What will what was going to be the reaction? Because he was within the first half an hour, and it was literally just after, it's quite a scenario, quite a situation. So Eddie was watching what was going to happen, and the Rebbe indeed called the son over, and the boy over, and he called him over, and he gave him a big, close enough, but not quite. He did touch his cheek, but he gave a big, he stroked his cheek, and he said, "Oh my dear boy, you are just mezakeh me now with the mitzvah of kofsa ein zokuk lo." How beautiful. We know the Gemara says, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that if the lights go off within the first half an hour, Halacha says, Gemara, extended discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos, kofsa, if it goes out, ein zokuk lo, there is no obligation to relight it, even within the first half an hour, as long as when you lit it, It could have potentially been burning for half an hour. If the mishap happens within the half an hour, it doesn't take away from your mitzvah, because kofsa ain't zokuklo, hadlaka is the mitzvah, the lighting is the mitzvah, and if something happens in the half an hour which was beyond your control, ain't zokuklo, you don't have to worry about it. So he gave, instead of giving him the your suggestion, the snap, and instead of giving him the turning off, which probably would have been natural and probably instinctively all thought of, but no, he gave him a stroke and cheek. He said, my dear little boy, you have just given me the privilege of filling the mitzvah of kofso ein zokukla. I don't have to rely within the first half an hour, which I suppose he thought that is a mitzvah that this passive mitzvah he doesn't normally fulfill, because it is lit throughout the half an hour non-stop. Okay, Rabbeinu, we've discussed yesterday the halachas of tucking the tzitzis in or having the tzitzis out. That was a discussion that we explored yesterday. Today we're going to be discussing Sif Yud Beis, which is in Simon Ches Sif Yud Beis, page 28 in our editions. And that is a discussion which it probably reminds us all of one very great person. Shulchan Aruch is very the typical Seif. Why? Because of the following halacha. If a person has various garments, he's got various garments that have 4 corners. Kulam chayovim betzitzis. They are all obligated to have tzitzis. So do not say, I've got one garment which has, I've got my tzitzis. So therefore, anything else which I wear, which may have 4 corners, is exempt. No. Im yeshloi kamob godim, if it's got various garments, shall have a first of 4 corners. Kulam chayovim betzitzis, that each and every one of them is obligated to have tzitzis attached. Vim lof sham kulam beloyev. Now what about the bracha? So in terms of the bracha, it's as follows. Im lof sham kulam beloyev sek, if he put them on one after the other without any interruption between the putting them on, and indeed his intention was that he's going to put them all on. So think about Reb Chaim Pinchas in the morning when he put on one layer. Yeah, no, Rabbi Scheinberg. Yeah, one layer and then a second layer and a third layer. I don't know if you actually physically saw it. I saw him. You must have. You said it's a quiet sight that you don't forget. No, I didn't. I saw him wearing it, and he was quite a sight. And that was in his older years when he was already. He had already taken half of them off already. So if he puts one up to the other, so if there's no interruptions, you put one and then a second one, a third layer, etc. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Im lafshem kulo beloy hefsek." And v'yodaito mitchil al kulam. His intention was he's going to put so many layers of tzitzis on. Lo yevorech elo bracha achas. You can just do one bracha. In fact, you should only do one bracha, and that will exempt all the tzitz that you're putting on. However, imafsik beinayim, if there is an interruption between the putting on, tzorech levorech al kol achas v'achas, if there's an interruption, you're going to have to make a bracha on the second one because there was an interruption between them. Yeah, very good. We will be addressing this again. The answer is that why are you assuming that it's different? What?
Every single
tax that
you put on, like,
can
you
drop it? Because
I think there's a gap in time.
Yeah, but we're not. Yeah, so really what we are saying is that if there is the das and there's no hefsek, so it's one bracha will do. First of all, he's a hefsek, and second of all, what you're pointing out as well probably is that when do we make the bracha? We don't make the bracha on the talis kotten, we make the bracha on the talis gadol. So to answer your question is that could be there is a hefsek. We'll just see the Mishnah Berurah, but either way, we're making the bracha on the talis gadol, so it's not really a problem. No, there is no. You're not making the bracha. You're not making the bracha lemafeh on the talis cotton that you put on initially.
So what are you making?
You are making the bracha on the talis gadol, which automatically also exempt the automatically.
Why can't you make on your last pair of tzitzis on talis cotton? Have in mind how all the talis cotton that you put on last, few hours.
And thereby. I'm not sure you can't do that. Could be you could do it. He said, "Tzorich v'mhavsik b'neim tzorich levorich al kol achas ve'achas." Look what the Shulchan Aruch finishes. Let's think about what you're saying, because Shulchan Aruch says, "V'adin im lo yoy bedaitu mitchil al kulam." Similarly, if your intention was not on all the tzitzis, you didn't have intention on all the tzitzis. So first you thought you're only going to wear one. Later you decided, actually, I'm putting a second one on. In such an instance, you're going to make a bracha on the second one as well. Because, have a kemafsik, beinem, that's as if you make an interruption between. Now, the Ramah adds, v'cheni in posh derishin, similarly also, if you took off the first pair of tzitzis, or talus, whatever it may be, kodim shalof shasheni, if you put it, it took it off, before you put it on the second one, you'd have to make a bracha on the second one. I will tell you where this is very relevant. We're not going to address it now, but we have to remember, perhaps, I don't know if it's the end of this week or perhaps the end of next week, we'll be looking at the halachas. If somebody puts on, where is it very common that you put on, and it's very relevant when you, it depends on the shul and the minig, I suppose, but often when you're called up, when you're shlach tzibur, there, that discussion will certainly be very relevant. Are you going to make a bracha on putting on a talis? Yeah, that will be, you're right. It could be that talis shall call it different halacha. What kind of case are you referring to? Mincha on Tisha B'Av?
No, mincha on a regular day. If you made the bracha on the talis in the morning,
now you're davening for the chazan, you want to put on the talis as a chazan, so would you make a bracha then? Absolutely. Yeah, so there, you're pointing out, there might be an extra element over there that you may not be putting on your own talis, and even if you do put it on your own talis, it's not for the mitzvah, but it's for the cover that tzibur. So that may be a slightly different angle to this halacha, and we'll be addressing it, but not now. But I just want to look at this concept. If you're leaving out all doubt, child, the concept of putting on later another talis, what we're learning now is that in principle, if there was a significant interruption, you would have to make another bracha.
Even if you had that one.
Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if two conditions are applied, two conditions are fulfilled, you will not need to make another bracha, and that is you had the intention initially, and there is no significant interruption.
I probably learned once that if it falls off, you need to make a bracha.
Very good. That will be Seif Yud Gimel, Seif Yud Dalet, and we'll be addressing that. What's the halacha if a talis that falls off? Very interesting halacha, we will be addressing that, but not now. That is Seif Yud Dalet. Yeah, because halacha, we don't make bracha on wearing a talis by night. So you can't actually make a new bracha if you're wearing it by night. Okay, now what is exactly Yeah, now the Mishnah Berurah of Kotel Chof Zayin, an innocent looking Mishnah Berurah, but it is important to emphasize it because it's a Gemara, and we're going to address it at the later stage. But I want to emphasize Mishnah Berurah of Kotel Chof Zayin. Kulam Chayovim, each and every single tzitzis that you're wearing is obligated in principle. You've got to make a bracha on each and every single one of them. Says Mishnah Berurah of Kotel Chof Zayin. Roitz Eloima, im loiv sham kulam. We're obviously talking about if you're actually putting the talis on. Im loiv sham kulam. Avol imunachim beteva. The Mishnah Berurah points out it's a Gemara. Imunachim beteva. So if the talis are in his cupboard, if it's stored away, and pturim, it will be exempt. So the kaimelon, as the Gemara paskens. It's a very, very large discussion, the Gemara, but to come along, tzitzis, we paskin, halacha is, tzitzis choyvas gavre, tzitzis is an obligation on the man, v'loy choyvas mona, and it's not an obligation on the garment. Okay, come on, let's see if you test. But that is a discussion. Where is actually the obligation of the tzitzis? So, the Gemara paskin, yes, it has to be a four-cornered garment, but there is no issa to have a four-cornered garment if it's in your cupboard. There's no problem with that. You can have as many four-corner garments in your cupboard as you want, as long as you're not wearing it. But once you're wearing it, that's when the mitzvah applies, and that's when you've got to have the tzitzis on. So the Mishmur is just pointing out over here, you've got to know that chiyuv tzitz that we're talking about is only, obviously, if you're wearing it. If you're not wearing it, there's no chiyuv of having tzitzis.
So the four-corner garment has to be worn in a normal way? Like, you take it...
Techlevisha, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, so what you, I want to, based on what you are saying, actually, I want to just mention this context of in Seif Yud Beis. There is a fascinating discussion, Tzitz Eliezer of Altenberg, the previous, the Rav of the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, he, Rav Altenberg, Tzitz Eliezer, he discussed the question, fascinating, I don't know if you ever thought of that, what about shirts? A shirt, how many corners does a shirt have? So probably, if you count them, really, you're going to find four corners. One, two, three, and four. You're going to find four corners in a regular shirt. Yeah, am I right? So based on what we're learning now, the question is going to be... that...
Two in the front, two in the back.
Oh, very good. Yeah. But it just goes slow. All right. Very good. No, but you're right. We need to swap places. You remember what we learned 7 years ago? Yeah, so the question is, Rav Altenberg discussed extensively this halacha of a shirt. If we look at it really, that there should be really perhaps... Don't tell me, yeah, I'm wearing tzitzis anyway, so who cares about the shirt? Because Shulchan Aruch is now telling us, no, every garment that you're wearing which has... four corners is oblique. That's what we're learning now. It's got to have tzitzis. Every garment that has four corners. So don't tell me I'm wearing tzitzis. I don't care about the shirt. That will not be the right approach. So we've got to analyze and think about what is it about the shirt that is exempt from tzitzis because it probably has four corners. Okay, so I suppose the majority of the answers, which each of them deserves its own... his own thought, but majority answers are not related to what we're learning now, to a later simon, but yes, one approach is certainly what you're mentioning. It's amazing how you remember this from so many years ago. Yes, that when we talk about four corners, it probably is a four corners. You've got to have two in the front and two in the back, and by a shirt, normally it's two in the front and four in the front, yeah.
Where do we know that from?
If you look at the...
I mean, the if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara is not sad to say that sheets would be higher if they weren't at this line.
Yes, it's a good question. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. Okay.
I would have thought that when the shirt is there for Visha to have it, therefore at that time of there for Visha, you haven't got four corners, you've got two at the bottom. Right now, I haven't got two at the top because it's closed.
Why?
Yeah, but it's not open. Sticking, I mean.
Why would you call it not Derech Levisha? What is not Derech Levisha about it?
Right now it's done up, right?
So that's the way it's worn. So that's Derech Levisha.
Yeah, but if you open it, then you've got four corners. But right now you can't touch.
Why is that not considered a corner? Just because it's closed.
Is this a proper corner? I could start right.
Yeah, so how pedantic do you have to be about that? I mean, it doesn't need to be scientifically, you know.
It's not very big either.
Yeah.
So
it could be that it's not an important part of the garment. So it could be it's topfold to the garment. All right, there's all kind of svaros. But the question is a fair question. So that could be that it's not considered a proper. It's not a proper levisha, because all you're doing is you're covering a part of your body as opposed to a baguette, which normally is supposed to cover a significant portion of your body. It's just covering your neck. No, it's a good question, though. It's a good question, but I believe that the answer to your question is, I haven't seen it recently, but I believe that a baguette has to be something which covers the majority. It has to be a significant part of your body. Yeah. Now, with regards to the hefsek that we're addressing, that we're mentioning over here in the Shulchan Aruch, so we said, okay, I'm going to make one bracha unless I have an interruption, or unless I had no kavana. Okay, I'm fine with that. But let's define a hefsek. What is considered a hefsek? So what is interruption? Is it an hour, half an hour, 3 hours? What is it? I'll tell you where it could be relevant. I saw a real shaila. This is a real shaila. If somebody makes a bris, or actually if you make the bris, normally, if a person makes a bris, he normally keeps the talis on, right? The father of the baby, the Aviyah Ben is going to keep. But if somebody's a sandik, who is mechobed with brachas, or something of those lines, and he's coming late, and he wants to put on his own talis, and he wants to... So here's a question, because he's putting on a talis. It's not a talis shel kol, let's say he pulls out his own talis. And he wants to now... So now, is that considered a hefsek or not?
There's two different hefseks. There's ma'aseh and there's ma'aseh. Just like correct. You can sit there for 7 hours, as long as you don't do anything.
Right. True. So what would you, so therefore, what are you saying?
There is no hefsek unless you're really doing something different.
Yeah. So you think that... So let's say... So you're saying that... Let's say he didn't daven there. He davened elsewhere. So you're right. Of course you're right. If he davened there, and let's say he took the talis off, so there was no... That's not considered hefsek. Let's say davened a different minion, he came along now in honor of the bris.
Is it tomei on das? Hesek on das?
Yeah, so... what we are seeing that is the hefsek is what? How else would you define a hefsek?
No, because as you said, maybe shouldn't knock on.
Yeah, so if you look at Mishnah Yosef Kondo Chavches, he addresses your point and he says as follows: Hanu behefsek gol shubichlal hesek hadas. That's also really addressing you. He said that you've got to have hesek hadas. Avol b'shia zman ma posak emogen avon b'shachroinim teshtik lo chshiv hefsek b'absok b'diavet zman ma. I don't know how you're going to translate zman ma. How are we going to translate Zman Ma? He said, if it's a long interruption, that's a Hesek Hadas, and you've got to make a new bracha. All right. But if it's Zman Ma, if it's a little time, then you don't need to make a new bracha. Now, go and define Zman Ma. What is little time? Is it? I'm not much wiser. I honestly don't know. If it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, I do not know. He says, if it's Zman Ma, you would not need to make a new bracha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that will be a sifu dala. We'll see to that as well by taking it off. Okay, Rabbi says so. That is a question over here a little bit. Now, what happens if... Now I want to just address the Mishabuintz of Kotel Lamed Aleph just to finish off for this evening. The Mishabuintz of Kotel Lamed Aleph disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch's words, with the Ramah's words. The Ramah said that if you took off the former talis and you put down a second one on now, you got to make a new bracha, whatever happens. Yeah, that was the Ramah. In Poshat, Harishin Kodim Shalavash, Zhen Tzuch Lachze Levorech. If you took off a talus and later you're going to put it on, putting on another one, you're going to make a brach, whatever happens. That's what the Ramah says. Mishabu disagrees. Hachoinim cholkin, tzivkot lamed alef, hachoinim cholkin, zev svir elud, hafshita loya vehefsik lekula ana. Just the fact that you took it off doesn't necessarily break off. Aveinu doimin mashkosa mechabot, says, if a person's got intention, Habayi said that's important. If a person has intention, so he takes off the talus, and he has intention to put on a second talus later on, Mishtabur Paskins over here, you do not need to make another bracha, unlike the Ramah. Again, Habayi said, Mishtabur Paskins, if a person made a bracha, he put on a talus, for one reason or another, he took it off and he put on a second talus later on. If his intention was so from the beginning, he does not need to make a second bracha on the second talus. Now, basically, we're going to clarify this mission as we're going to go. We need to learn through Sif Yudalet to have full clarity on this Sif as well. So we will have further clarity, Mitzvah, as we go through those Sifim. But I believe this was a good starting point. So. Okay, so basically, just to summarize, we learned this evening, we spoke about if a person has got, first of all, we learned, the Mishnah taught us that tzitzis is a chayvas gavron, not chayvas man. It's all about the person. It doesn't matter if you have a four corners garment in your cupboard, it doesn't matter, it's about wearing it. Furthermore, we learned that if a person has got various garments which are chayv on tzitzis, every single one of them really has an obligation of tzitzis. However, in terms of the bracha, so if there's no interruption, there's no eschadas, and there's no hefsek, then you could cover all of them with one bracha. However, if there was an interruption, eschadas, or there was a substantial hefsek, then you'd have to make a second bracha on putting on a second one. The Mishnah is not 100% sharp and clear and precise what is considered a hefsek, but zman ma, if it's a little bit of a time difference, then that wouldn't seem to be a problem. Okay, further halachas on this Mishnah we'll be covering in future shiurim this week, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, good evening and good Chanukah.